tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The media assault continues. The Hill reports the White House combats cheap fake videos targeting Biden's fitness. They actually are backing up the White House officials. They say the White House officials are aggressively pushing back against a wave of cheap fake videos that purportedly show President Biden being confused or meandering and which question his mental and physical fitness ahead of the election. It's all about framing. White House officials are aggressively pushing back against these fake videos. The accurate way of reporting this is the White House, in a desperate attempt to distract from Biden's readily evident incapacity, mental fragility, and physical incompetence, are calling videos of his behavior fake in an attempt to discredit actual reporting. And you would think, and as we reported, he cannot go out in public without one of these events happening. And unfortunately for the Democrats, he's been doing a lot of public events recently. A huge amount, considering his normal routine, considering the fact that he spent about half his time in office lying on the beach. And so, of course, he does like three events. Out of these three events, about five videos of his incompetency start going viral. Because he only averages about one a day. But usually he goes out and there's like two or three examples of him being incompetent. And then he goes in his cryo chamber for a couple days. So we're averaging about one a day. But it's really multiple every time he goes outside. At this point, it's so bad, he doesn't even have to make public appearances. He made no public appearances yesterday and is in Rehoboth or wherever his beach house is now. But unfortunately for him, there's still a time when he has to go from inside the house to inside the car. And it's during this brief period of being visible that we get another video of him being frail and incompetent. At this point, the man can't get into a car. So this is great. They're like, okay, every time he goes out in public, he's embarrassed and evidence of his incapacity is on display. So let's not have him do any public displays. But he can still walk to the car, right? I mean, how badly could it go? The literal 20-foot walk from the door to the car. Well, let's go to clip number 14 and see how well he does. There he is, walking with the old Mr. Burns hands. Joe Biden walking ahead. Here he is getting into a average SUV. Hey, oh, he almost got the foot up there. All right, first foot up. Oh, can get in. Oh, slowly in there, boy. Okay. I mean, do we need one of the little ramps for dogs? We need a little dog ramp for his car. A little as seen on TV. A little pillow staircase that you set up for him. Maybe we need something like that. So it's no wonder they're going so hard on this cheap fake thing. Because it is at the point. Now, I mean, usually it's during a speech. Usually it's during some sort of public event that he makes this embarrassing thing. But at this point, they're like moving him from the house to the car in the dead of night, and there's still footage of him not able to get into an SUV. It's not a big souped-up SUV. This is a normal car. You see, he couldn't lift his foot high enough to put it on the rail to stand up in the car. He'd just be in a wheelchair. And then at least we wouldn't have this sort of footage.
Our political elite want nothing more than for you to be ignorant, deceived, censored, silenced, and rendered useless. But Brainforce Ultra is a great way to fight back because staying sharp is part of winning the InfoWar. Not only will this product keep you sharp, but it will also keep InfoWars broadcasting the truth worldwide. We all know that InfoWars has been under relentless attack for years. That's why it's more important now than ever in this most pivotal time in our nation's history that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Brainforce Ultra.
Discover the remarkable benefits of fish oils with Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWars Life. Packed with essential nutrients like EPA and DHA, it promotes optimal health, joint, and cognitive health. This powerful formula includes wild anchovy, krill, and salmon oil, providing superior antioxidant content. With a natural targeted delivery system, each capsule delivers 1,000 milligrams of concentrated EPA and DHA. Enhance your well-being and vitality with Ultimate Fish Oil. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I'm going to go and open up the phone lines now for your calls. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. And like when you talk about solutions that we need in this country, they're very simple. It just takes political will to implement them and to not really discuss them with the people who are doing the bad things. I know it's like not the type of thing that we in America like. We like discussing things. We like hashing things out, coming to compromise, that sort of thing. It's what we're into. But at this point, there just needs to be an authority that just says no. That's all. Now, Nigel Farage, running the Reform Party in Britain, put out a tweet yesterday saying the Reform Party totally rejects the World Economic Forum and will oust any of its influence in government, which is good, which is very good to see. And we'll explain why that is in just a second. And it is good to see a leading mainstream Eastern European party call out the World Economic Forum and pledge to reject them. And that needs to happen, but like in a very severe and aggressive way. Because they'll sit there and they'll spin all these yarns about climate change and saving the earth. And we have to have an alternative protein source because, you know, for health, we're here for your health, like all these things. And if you try to reason with them, you're falling for their trick. They aren't reasoning their way into this. You can't reason them out of it. The reasons that they're claiming for what they're doing are not the actual reason they're doing what they're doing. So you just need to stop paying attention to what they're saying. Stop trying to argue with them or get them to come around to understanding the situation. You know, if you've got somebody who kicks down your door and puts a gun in your face, you need to shoot that person, right? When you've got a cabal of industrial magnates who are coordinating their action and conspiring together to shut down the food supply, you need to stop them from doing that and throw them in prison. That's all that needs to happen. The American government, if it were to actually support the American people, would just say no to this, would just go, no, you're not doing this. You're not shutting down the food supply. And now that we know that that's your goal, you're not going to do anything ever again. We don't let murderers out on the street. Why do we let people who are trying to murder the world out on the street? Why do we let people who have already been engaged in mass murder through COVID to continue to do this? And it's the same thing with voting. Because right now, they're going to steal the election. They are setting everything up to steal the election exactly like they did last time. And the issue is that by setting up mail-in balloting, by setting up the voting system in the way in which they did, without just undoing all of these changes, without having the authority and the political will just to go, no, none of this is happening. We're doing day of voting with an ID, maybe even fingerprinting, paper ballots, totally decentralized, totally disconnected from computers or the internet. We need to have a box of ballots filled out by hand on one day, counted by hand by multiple people. We have to have the same results at the end of the counting. And that's how we get our answer. Without just coming in and just imposing that, not only are they going to steal the election, they're going to do it in a way that you cannot prove. Now, it seems like every day there's some other post just further explaining the way that the 2020 election was stolen. Every day there's more video out of Arizona or Georgia where they're just like, so wait, you received back 100,000 ballots, but you only sent out 50,000? Like every day there's something like this, where literally they are receiving more mail-in ballots than they ever sent out. And that alone just means none of the ballots should be counted. None of them. Because you can't prove whether they're legitimate or not, so you can't count them. It's like in court, you can't present evidence if you can't prove how you found it and where it was and what the chain of custody was. So they're setting it up to do it again. And just like so many of these other issues, there's no compromise. There cannot be compromise here. Oh, but we need mail-in ballots for the what about people who are afraid to leave their home? What about the ballot harvesting in low-income areas? These people don't know how to, but they can't get IDs because they're black. It's just like they just ignore all of this crap, these lies, this deception. Somebody needs to just impose basic organization in this country. And this has to be one of those things. Just no compromise. There cannot be compromise on this. There's no back and forth. There's no, oh, well, but maybe we should have a voting system that is unfalsifiable and that we can't guarantee could ever be legitimate. Maybe that is a good idea. Like, no, there's just no. There has to be no mail-in ballots, period. The only possible, reason why you'd want to have something like that is because somebody is literally incapacitated. If you're in an iron lung, you get to mail-in ballot. All right. If you're on an extended work trip for months, but you still live and work primarily in an area, then okay, you can do an out-of-state ballot. But even those, I mean, I'm almost tempted to just go, you know what? If you can't be there on the day, you just don't get to vote. Sorry. It's just one vote. And if you live in Miami, but you're in Tampico, you just don't get to vote. That's just how it is. That just needs to be the outcome. There need to be these hard line, and it's with everything. This is the issue. All of these problems are so imminently solvable. Most of them aren't even real problems. They're just roadblocks and barriers and obstacles just being put into place that everything was fine without them. Now, the food system one. I mean, it's not like, oh, gee, we're running out of cows. We better start selling crickets because we need protein. Everything's going fine. If you just don't burn their land, the cows will graze the grass and make babies and it'll be fine. They're intervening to stop the natural process. Just like the voting system was fine. I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't perfect. It could have been fixed up a little bit. But there was absolutely no excuse to just come in and just shred the rule book and just dictate on a whim without ever going through the legislative process. You know, we're just going to let people mail in ballots now. And if they just want to write their name and, check the box that says, I promise that this is a real vote, then that's probably fine. So again, this should not even be a discussion. There's absolutely no reason why we should go from a system of day of voting in person with an ID to mail-in ballots and no ID and dead people on the rolls. And, you know, it's just there's absolutely no compromise here because their position is nonsense, utter, complete nonsense. They are going to steal the election, and they're going to steal it in exactly the same way they did last time because they have set up a system by which you cannot prove that a vote is valid or not. And they're announcing that they're doing this from Conservative Treehouse. The guy who organizes ballot counting says election results will not match polling. So they're already setting it up to go, hey, when the results of the election are completely out of whack with the exit polls, that's okay and normal and good. You should expect that. It's exactly the same line that they ran in 2020, election 2020, deciphering the red mirage, the blue shift, and the uncertainty surrounding results this November. This was in September of 2020, months before the election, when they were already mentally preparing and programming people to accept the idea that we'll not know who wins at the end of election day, that there will be a blue shift where all of the results coming in will look like Donald Trump is having a landslide victory, but then suddenly in the middle of the night and after counting has ended, Joe Biden will receive hundreds of thousands of votes with not a single Trump vote in the entire batch. And they were priming you to think that this was normal. And they're doing it again. So that video about the red mirage was back in 2020. And again, at the time, we reported on this and went, okay, they're setting it up for the steal. Okay, they're going to steal it. They have to wait to see how much they need to steal it by. You know, first you get the initial results. You get the initial vote counts. And you see how short you are. And you print those out and you feed them through the machine in the middle of the night. You call that a red mirage and a blue shift. So that's what they did. Even on the face of it, I mean, yeah, this is why they need a stupid populace. This is why, like, you think, like, well, why would the elites want to live by a bunch of stupid people? Because stupid people are easily manipulatable. Because you don't see the logical inconsistencies in arguments if you're stupid. IQ is pattern recognition. And most of the IQ test is just like, find the missing piece, right? All goes from a triangle to a square to a hexagon. What's in the middle there? Oh, pentagon, right? Oh, there's a piece missing here. My brain can fill in. So what's the piece missing here? When it says, it takes longer to count mail-in ballots, and in many states, ballots are still admissible even if they're postmarked by election day but arrive later. In simple terms, this means the partial results that get reported on election night will probably look worse for Biden than the final complete count. The part missing in this equation is an explanation as to why mail-in ballots would take longer to count than day of voting. If anything, it should be the opposite. You're telling me that votes you get mostly before the election, right? The whole idea was they sent out ballots months in advance. You fill them out and send them in whenever. So they've got these millions of ballots sitting there. As soon as election day hits, they can start counting them. I don't have to wait for people to come into the office, to come into the voting, to the polling location, to stand in line, to, you know, go through that whole. But you've got them right there. Just start feeding them in the machine. It should be quicker to count mail-in ballots than day of voting ballots. But people don't see this, I guess. People can't think of that. What? What? Why not? Again, I'm just trying to think of like another example of this where it just makes no sense. It's like, well, you know, I was going to write him an email, but I thought I'd just send him a letter. You know, that it's a lot faster. Writing emails takes too long. I'm going to write him a letter and send it through the post office instead. No, that's the opposite of what. No, you're lying to me. Like, what are you? This just doesn't make sense on the face of it. Mail-in ballots that you've had, that you have for days before the election, somehow take longer to count than the ballots that are cast on the day of. Just no, it just makes no sense. Just makes absolutely no sense whatsoever at all, even a little bit. And they're doing it again. So James Clyburn is this guy who is saying this again in 2024. And the thing is, they've set up a system where unless, as I was saying in the beginning of this segment, unless you just come in and just go, hey, this retarded system you came up with that's totally insecure and totally unfalsifiable and allows for endless fraud without ever being able to prove one way or another that it existed, that's going away now. That system is stupid. It's totally nonsensical. We're not going to do it. We're doing day of in-person ID. Like, unless you just do that, like, there's no way to be like, well, let's send more poll watchers to what? Watch them commit fraud without being able to prove it? If you have mail-in ballot harvesting, where you just go, oh, I'm a ballot harvester. Yeah, I've got 100 ballots here, all for Joe Biden. Trust me, I got them from the old folks' home. You just put them in the mailbox and they just show up on the vote tally on the day of. No way to confirm whether or not they're valid or not. So all this has to go away. It all has to go away because at this point, the system they've set up, it cannot be proven one way or another whether fraud has taken place. Remember, elections are no longer about votes. Modern elections are about ballots. The election winner is not the person who gets the most votes. The election winner is the person who collects, submits, and counts the most ballots. The contest for electoral victory is who gains the most ballots, not votes. That said, at the end of the ballot harvesting operation in the key state counties for Democrats, there are precinct workers who are then tasked with counting these ballots. The number of ballots needed to change the outcome of the election is essentially a determining factor in how many ballots the precinct workers in the key districts count. Most of the regional precinct workers in the key counties that change elections are affiliated with and originate from the AME Church Network. African Methodist Episcopal Church has precinct-level ballot counting election operations poll workers in key counties: Fulton, Georgia; Wayne, Michigan; Philadelphia and Pittsburgh; Clark, Nevada; Maricopa County, Arizona; Dane, Wisconsin, etc. The ballot counting doesn't need to happen all over the state, just the key urban county level, like we've been saying every time we talk about voter fraud. I was just like, yeah, you, there weren't enough ballots to change the whole election. No, you changed the outcome in three counties and you changed the whole nation's electoral outcome. The DNC operation concentrates heavily on the ballot harvesting. However, when they turn those ballots over to the county level precinct workers, that's where the AME Church Network and South Carolina Representative James Clyburn come into play. The DNC no longer focuses on controlling the Secretary of State or Attorney General approach. With the George Soros machine running the district attorney level angle for the Democrats, they only need to concern themselves with the precinct level poll worker support. Climb's AME network is protected by the willfully blind George Soros DAs. It's one hand washing the other proposition. One Politico reporter plays the pretending game with James Clyburn in a recent interview. The reporter, just like you, me, and Catherine Engelbrecht, know exactly how this election manipulation game is rigged, but they maintain the pretenses within the questions. He's asked, you know, once you know exactly how these outcomes are reached in these counties, then the remarks by Clyburn take on the accurate context. Here's the transcript. The question is, I know you get asked this question a lot, but I'm going to ask as well. And that is this series of polls this year that show Donald Trump is doing a whole lot better with black voters than he did in 2020. The May New York Times Siena swing poll showed a 23% black support for Trump. He won 8% according to the exit polls in 2020. Then the Wall Street Journal broke down an interesting gender divide, et cetera, et cetera. This is a big shift. I don't think you can deny that these polls show something. What do you think that Biden needs to do to turn this around? James Clyburn says, I don't think he needs to do anything but what he's doing. I think Joe Biden is doing exactly what he needs to do win re-election. Something is amiss in the polling. I call your attention to the recent polls in Maryland. The African-American woman, Angela, also Brooks, running for the United States Senate nomination. The Sunday before the election, one poll had her 5 down, the other poll 7 down, and she won by 13. How do you explain that? That's 20 points. See, Clyburn is saying the quiet part out loud, but the media pretend they don't know what it means. Essentially, the AME networked county level ballot counter successfully ran the election operation and lifted Angela also Brooks to victory. Voting did not matter. Counting ballots did. So what they're already setting up is say, hey, look, when the polls and even the exit polls show a massive Trump victory, but Joe Biden somehow receives more votes than there are voters, that's fine and normal and good. And if you want to question it, well, you're an election denier. And as we know, that makes you a dangerous domestic terrorist, right wing MAGA supremacist. And that's illegal. So no questioning our results. And we know this. It's a threat to democracy to question election integrity. And they're telling you that, just like in 2020, gee, it's going to look an awful lot like a Trump landslide victory by the time the polls close and everybody goes to bed. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have a Democrat president, and questioning it is terrorism. So again, I know people are like, well, we need more poll watchers. Yeah, that would help. Yeah, we do. I don't want to dissuade people from being poll watchers, but you're just going to watch them cheat. You're just going to watch ballot harvesters come in with trash bags full of ballots with no proof that they are from the people who they say they're from. And then they're going to train the poll watchers just like they did in 2020, just like we have audio of them doing through the Detroit leaks, of them saying, if somebody comes in and says, I never cast a mail-in ballot vote, I'm here to vote in person, and I never sent one in, but you already have one on file, go ahead and count the one on file. Even though the person is right in front of you saying, that's not mine, I didn't cast a vote, you go ahead and count the one that was sent in on their behalf by somebody. Just go ahead and count the one that just showed up in the mailbox one day from an indeterminate source. That's the real ballot. Now, they might get mad. This is the literal audio. Them saying they might get mad. They might start freaking out and going, hey, I never sent in a ballot. That's not my ballot. You're stealing my vote. And if they get mad like that, then have them fill out a provisional ballot so they think they're voting. And then when they leave, throw that provisional ballot away and throw in the vote that they said they didn't cast. So they're just doing this. We have to stop them. We have to stop them by changing the laws to disallow ballot harvesting. It's not that complicated. It's so simple. My God. Let's go out to your calls now. Patty in Boston has called in to say goodbye. Where are you going, Patty?
Yeah, man, I think this is it because I don't know how longer you guys are going to be on the air. So I figured.
Damn it.
Well, I mean, I don't like that. I mean, I'm not down with that. You know that I'm not down with that.
I know. But what are you going to do all day, Patty?
I have literally no idea. I have to have like a hobby now.
I think maybe
I'll take up like whittling or something like that. I don't know.
Just try meth. Have you tried meth?
It's really sad for me. You know what? I did try meth one time in high school.
Oh no, that explains it.
No, I'm serious. I did try meth one time in high school, but that was, you know, that's 30 years ago. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to find something else to irritate me during the day and to get angry about. But I'm going to miss you guys when you're gone.
We're here for the time being, Patty. And I know you wanted to call in yesterday.
Well, I just wanted to kind of,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I wanted to kind of reminisce about some of the good times that I've had with InfoWars over the years. I remember like it all started when Owen Schroyer started like talking smack, to me, in 2018, the end of 2018.
Oh my God, I know. That's like Twitter. Almost a decade away. Stay on the line, Patty. Don't go anywhere. We'll go back to Patty, okay. And then out to your phone calls on the other side. We're going to do a little reminiscing about the old days. I've been doing some of that myself recently. It's been a trip.
I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us, you get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So he's talking about making things more difficult you know, if you want to get into college, if you want to do anything, right, you just get vaxxed and you can do whatever you want. Now, let's apply that to the economy and what we've talked about numerous times about central bank digital currency. If you want Social Security, well, you better have their digital system with the FedNow app or whatever, right? It's like, how many people are going to say, I don't know about this. Maybe it's the mark of the beast. Maybe it is intrusion on my bank account. Maybe it's this.
But I need my paycheck.
But I need my paycheck, right? You make it really, really difficult to say no, and you're going to have a lot of the population that complies. Just like with pandemics, just like with the economy, just like with the banks. And so this is the world that we're entering into. But if you're an investor, your goal should be to buy low, sell high, maximize your profits. And that's what we do. And we'll hold your hand through the economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. So you don't have to watch those like a hawk. And so, because we do. And now you can do that with an IRA. You can do that with a non-IRA. You can do that with your cash accounts, brokerage accounts. You can take delivery of it at home, or you can have it stored. So many options. And we can't use a cookie cutter approach, Alex, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different need. Is it growth or is it income? Are you close to retirement? Are you young? And that's why we spend so much time educating our clients.
And it's simple. What Boom. Makes they call. Sense. They get a consultation. They talk to you, and you guys want a long-term relationship. And then, boom, you deliver it to them or to a depository, a repository where they want to have this stored. It's so simple. You're the place to go. Everybody should give you guys a call or send an email right now at kepm.com/goal with your name and number, your info, when you want to talk to them, what the best times are, kepm.com/goal. Send them the email. But even better than that, call, leave your number, give them your number, make the connection. Don't wait. I mean, it's such a simple move to make. And I only promote what I really feel good about. kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized, it's been boiled, it's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Going out to your phone calls here. We're going to be joined by Jimmy Corsetti in the third hour. I do want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we're doing here. Just telling you tomorrow's news today, and just like with COVID, our warnings went unheeded. The damage was done, and only now, years later, they're realizing the horrific conditions that were created by listening to the experts. Well, COVID was nothing. Lockdowns were nothing. Masks were nothing compared to reimagining the food supply system on an industrial scale, or starting World War III, or unleashing bird flu. And yet, they're doing that too. But we've got Patty from Boston on the line. Patty, I remember when you first started calling in, and I thought that you would just be one of many liberals that we would have call in and get to yell at each other. You're like the only one, though. You're like the only one that consistently calls in. Are you a glutton for punishment, Patty? What is it about you that makes you so different? Because I wish more people would call in to argue with us. I wish more people would call in to you know, say they disagree and we can hash it out. I love when you call in. I know it pisses off a lot of our audience. Every time you call in, I get Twitter comments going, that Patty guy needs to be put in jail. And it's like, calm down. We love Patty. We have respect for Patty's a patriot in his own warped, twisted sort of way. He is a real patriot. I will vouch for him. But yeah, why don't more people call in, Patty? Why don't more liberals call in to argue with us, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for other liberals, but what I can speak to is my own experience. And, you know, like I started to say in the last segment, you know, Owen was talking some smack about, you know, liberals not wanting to come on his show on Twitter back in 2018. And I said, hey, I'll come on. And he didn't know me from Madam or Hole in the Wall and said, OK, well, we'll put you on. And then we had, you know, kind of a fun conversation. And I thought, you know, this is the reason that I actually like InfoWars as much as, you know, most liberals, most people in general can't understand why I appreciate you guys is that. You just kind of you're the outlier. You're the ones who say things that I don't have to necessarily agree with, but you're doing something that's a little bit out of the ordinary. And I think that we have to have that in this country, man. I appreciate that completely. And so when I started listening to Alex back in, like, you know, I don't know, the early 2000s, you know, I appreciated the fact that he was, though he's a right winger, he's absolutely anti-George Bush. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, this is not like a partisan kind of like hackery thing. And so that's why I got into it. And that's why I'm still, you know, a fan of you guys. I think, and this comes from mostly knowing you guys personally, a lot of kids in the control room who I think are awesome and amazingly talented, and you and Owen and all these guys, like, you guys really believe what you're saying. You're honest about what you're doing. Now, I may think you're absolutely dead wrong about everything, and you are. But I respect the fact that you have the balls to say it. You know what I mean? And like, I love the idea of pirate radio. When I was a kid, one of my favorite movies was Pump Up the Volume. I just love the idea of like giving the finger to the establishment and saying what you want to say and doing it on your own terms. And I've always thought that was part of the InfoWars, you know, ethos. And whether I agree with Alex, and I almost never do, is irrelevant. Like, I just don't think it's that important.
Yeah, no, I love it. And again, that's why I say that you're a real patriot. And for people that don't know, Patty's been calling in for years. I mean, you said, yeah, it was probably around 2018. It was probably around like the live 3 to 5 days, right? I mean, before War Room ever existed.
Yeah.
You were calling in. Yep. And but since then, I mean, you've been to events. You come to all the InfoWars events, the Liberty Awards. You've come to the Summerfest type stuff that we've done. We've gone on trips to Portland to cover the Proud Boys March years ago. So, yeah, we know
we should not be in jail, by the way. I just want to say something real fast about the Proud Boys since you brought it up. Like, Joe Biggs and Ethan Nordine and Zach Real and those guys and to a certain extent Enrique Tarrio don't belong in jail for as long as they've been sentenced for. And if you think that they do, you think those guys should be doing 20 years, I just don't know what to do for you, because that's just too long a sentence. And those guys should be out and back with their families now. And I firmly believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I know you went and testified. You've actually put yourself on the line to try to help these guys. So, again,
I testified in federal court, which, by the way, I damn near, like, you know, I can't use profanity, but you know what I want to say? Like, I was scared, you know, F-less at that point, you know, just testifying. And all I was doing was telling the truth of what I saw that day and what I witnessed. And,
right. But man, if you misspeak or say something out of order, man, you put yourself at risk for that. So again, for people who go, yo, this Patty guy's a, no, Patty's put his own life on the line, to try to support these guys. So, you know, InfoWars is still here. We'll be here for 2 months, whether Patty likes that or not. And I'm getting mixed signals here. No, of course I do.
Man, I hope you guys are here in 10 years, man. I really hope you're here in 10 years. And one of the last things I wanted to say was that I'm right now looking at this bullhorn that you guys gave to me in Portland. back in 2019 as like a free speech thing. And like, you know, I still have it as this kind of souvenir of the time that we all spent, you know, in that era. And it's important to me. And I've had like, I've lived in like three houses since then, and I still have that thing, you know, so it's been important to me for a long time, and it always will be. And I always look at you guys as a beacon of free speech, and whether we disagree on certain issues constantly is okay. Just as long as we agree that we have the right to disagree.
100%. And that's the thing. And that's why, you know, that's why I like when you call in and, you know, I'm happy to give you time on the show. I know we have other callers, so I'm sorry. And we'll get to you guys in just a second, but this is what we actually need in America is the ability to go, well, I might think you're a coot and you're crazy and wrong about all of this, but I still, you're still funny. You're still a patriot. You still were in the Navy. You know, I mean, you're the real deal. So we can disagree. I can think you're crazy, but we've got these fundamentals that we agree on. And as long as we've got those, we can have differences. It's fine. We can think that welfare is good or bad, or we can think that this overseas adventure is worth it or not. I mean, we can have those conversations, but we got to agree on free speech. We got to agree on just what America means. And I think you and I agree on that. And hopefully this won't be your last call, Patty. Hopefully we'll be around for a long time to come. We've been given this 2-month grace period. It could go as long as 6 months before anything major changes. And if we get a good buyer, then we'll proceed on into the future. And regardless, we'll do what we are doing now. We'll just might have to do it under a different name. But either way, we'll be fighting the fight. And I imagine we'll be bumping heads with Patty, regardless of where we are. Well, thank you so much for the call, Patty. Thank you for all your stalwart support over the years, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, folks, Patty in Boston, the one liberal brave enough to call in and disagree with us. So it's a shame it's as rare as it is. Let's go now to George in California. Another one of our regular callers wants to talk about the state of the world. 1 minute left in the segment. George, you're on the air.
All right, brother. How's the audio?
Sounds good.
All right. In 1 minute, let me make it quick, brother. God bless you and the crew as always. That's number one. Number two, I submit to you and everyone listening, not much has changed in the state of the world. It's just been put out to display. The devil's greatest trick was proving that he didn't exist. I submit to everyone, he's out there, but he's a coward. He's hiding and he's scared of us because we have the light of God and the breath of life within us, and we have authority over him to cast him out where it need be. That being said, folks, Harrison, you said something beautiful to me last time, man, that I bring a white pill. I'll tell you this much. Stuff has been kind of getting hard for me. No complaints. Every day is a miracle. Nobody ever forget that you are blessed beyond measure. And everybody, stand on your morals. Carry your cross. Do not be scared of anything.
Amen, George. Amen. A white pill as always.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Folks, we'll be joined in the next hour by Jimmy Corsetti to talk about something that's not getting any coverage, even in the distant media, and that is the World Economic Forum is literally trying to destroy world history in a really egregious way. But before we welcome him, we are going out to your phone calls. Michael in New Mexico, is calling in about how to wake people up. Michael, what do we do here? What do we do here, Michael? Because we're all being attacked and nobody seems to care. What do we do about this?
Well, I want your take on a few things. And I would like to start by saying, I do not think people should get it in their head that some people are too stubborn to wake up, because we all have our own journey that we woke up through. And I was stubborn at first, but these seeds kept being planted, and then at some point I just couldn't help but see the common sense, like, oh man, like I was wrong. It sucks, but I was wrong. And so I think when we don't give up on people, that actually a lot of people do wake up. There's, of course, those people that are too far gone in Trump derangement syndrome, or just drink like too much Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people do wake up.
But you're right. It takes humility to admit that you're wrong. It takes humility to change your mind, Right. And that's one aspect of this being a spiritual war, is if you are consumed by narcissism and ego, and, you know, your beliefs being questioned, you treat as a challenge to your, you know, pride, then you're never going to change your mind, and you're never going to be able to accurately view the world. You're trapped in your own self-image. But if you can just go, hey,
right,
I got tricked, man, I sure did get tricked back there. Again, that's why I bring up voting for Obama, not because I'm like proud of it, obviously, but it's because I believed a lie. And then when that lie was exposed, I went, oh, man, I got tricked. Screw that guy. I don't know how it's hard for other people to do that. I mean, people lie. People lie. They lie about their intentions. They trick you into supporting them, and then they deceive you. And it's time to stop supporting them, not double down on your support like some sort of cult member, which is who these people are. And I think you're exactly right, Michael, and you're pointing to the spiritual underpinnings that require humility to embrace the truth. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Bun B in Florida now. Let's talk about cheap fakes. Welcome to the show, Bun B or Bun B? How do I pronounce this?
Yeah, it's just Bun D.
Oh, Bun D. Okay.
Yeah, it's a nickname.
All right, welcome to the show.
But I was thinking, man, since he's the fake commander in chief, perfect name for the videos would be Chief Fakes.
Chief Fakes. Yo, that was my point kind of yesterday is, you know, that is the meaning of cheap fake. In fact, there's been a meme going around that put it really well, but it's just exactly what I was saying yesterday. Let me see if I can find it here, because I know I saved it. But basically, it's defining cheap fakes as what they actually are, which is just footage that the Biden administration finds embarrassing. That's what cheap fake means. Cheap fake noun, any unedited video of Joe Biden's cognitive decline that the Biden administration does not want you to see. So that's what they're referencing. When they say cheap fake, what they just mean is, oh, a video of our faker in chief. I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, good stuff. Thank you for the call, Bundy. Let's go to Mark in Texas now on line 7. The food supply, Mark, you're here in Texas. I feel like maybe I need to hit the road and go see some of these ranchers, because, you know, you got ranchers on TikTok saying that the Forest Service is bulldozing their farmland. This sounds very troubling. And if it's happening here in Texas, I want to know about it. Thanks for calling in, Mark. You're here in Texas. Are you seeing this as well?
Truthfully, no.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's happening, but we aren't seeing it. So what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's interesting. You led me there. I wasn't really headed in that direction, but I'll just say this. I've got lots of InfoWars storage food and things that I can live on for a while. I'm going to miss Patty because, frankly, I won't be around for a different reason. And that was kind of where I wanted to go with what you're talking about, because I've heard a lot lately Job mentioned. And you've read Job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Job's out there wallowing in his misery, right?
Right.
Because he was selected by God to do that. And he's got three friends whose names I can't quite remember, but they all go out there and tell him what he ought to do, and tell him what his wife told him he ought to do and all that. And it basically got down to this. It was like, hey, curse God and die. And, of course, Job wanted to not be born like Jimmy Stewart did.
Mm.
And then this kid comes up, and he listens to all of them. He finally speaks out. And it's interesting, too, because then God speaks up. And you remember what God said to him?
I don't.
Well, it's kind of interesting. He said, hey, pal, to paraphrase it, I'm God. You ain't. And I think that's a problem a lot of us are having is what's the difference between us and God? Now, God doesn't think he's us. So
that's good.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And frankly, you can use that for any genre that you want, Patty or people that you don't like. But the bottom line was, is that after all that, God told him, in fact, God told him, he said, I set you up for this. Satan is the one who attacked you. I told him not to kill you. And it got worse and worse for him. And then God shows up and explains to him, you ain't God. So stop the clay complaining to the potter who made you.
Right.
By the way, I created everything and made you along with Behemoth, which, by the way, is what God called brachiosaurs.
Mm.
So we get into the science and the rest of it.
Well,
but
that'll come up, I'm sure, with our guest in the next hour. So I do want to go to some other calls. So final thoughts here, Mark, but I do appreciate the metaphors you're bringing. But final thoughts here?
Very good. So look for Ezekiel 38 and what God does for his people, Israel, and repent, turn from your wicked ways, confess your sins to your Father in heaven, and put your full faith and trust in Jesus Christ, because only he can kill your soul, even though men can kill your body.
Amen.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark. Very, very powerful stuff. Yeah, lots of wisdom there. Let's go to Felicia in Idaho now. Let's talk about the mail-in ballots. What do we do about mail-in ballots, Felicia?
Well, I worked as a poll worker, and how we do it here, I wanted to mention that. How we do it in my county in Idaho is that you have to show your ID, and then at the end of the day, everything is matched perfectly, and then the sheriff takes it to a designated point. Now, I wanted to talk about, I have become legally blind, and for me to take someone with me to the polls is a big hassle. In Idaho, I can get a mail-in ballot, but it has to be back 10 days before the election day.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so it's like a disability ballot, basically?
Well, anybody that asks for it, it has to go to their address, it has to be signed, and then it goes back to our county office where they do all of it. And you have to match. If your signature doesn't match, it's thrown out. But you have to have it 10 days early.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, the fact that they were accepting mail-in ballots after the date, I mean, everything about it is so ridiculous. I mean, there are certain, you know, carve-outs that you can have. Okay, if you're disabled. Okay, if you physically can't make it to the ballot, that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a right to vote like everybody else. I get that you can make sort of, you know, change with people. But, I mean, what would be a way to make that more secure? I think, and I'm just, you know, just sort of brainstorming, but like tying it to a financial transaction, like if you just had to pay 50 cents to vote and you know, you could, then we could see, all right, there were 10,000 ballots, but only 5,000 credit card transactions. This doesn't match up. Just trying to think of something that ties it to another form of record keeping that it can be compared with. Or maybe, I mean, you have to give your thumbprints when you get a driver's license, right? I remember doing that, getting my driver's license. Instead of a signature, could you do maybe a thumbprint? I mean, do you have any ideas on how you can make that process more secure, Felicia?
Well, I think a thumbprint would be impractical because it would get smudged and people not knowing how to do it. Honestly, I think that what we have here, you know, they mail it to you and they give you, you only have, like, if you ask for it late and it comes, like, say, on the 8th or the 7th, and you don't get it to be mailed in by 10 days before, it's not counted.
It's not counted.
And I think what we have,
that's how it's gotta be.
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones. And very soon, federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth, and the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWars.